Now we're going to have a Bible reading. And this is going to be very exciting because we've got a whole host of notelets that are going to do the reading for us. Can you set the microphone, Devin, please? Thank you. Some are coming down from the orchestra. And who's the first one who's going to read? Excellent. If you just hold on to that just for a second, thank you. And while we're just waiting, it's worth just saying, I've got a cold. Actually, it's worse than that. So I do apologise if I'm sniffing throughout the service, and just the way it's going to go. Okay, now, you need to have a look on the screen as well. So the notelets are going to read the Bible story for us. But also, there are some pictures on the screen for us to look at. And hopefully, we'll get something from this. So, are we ready? Okay, go for it. Can you just keep going? Can I just see if that's switched on? Can we just see if that's switched on? Because that would help if it was. Aha. Okay, so actually, while we're waiting, we're going to read from Matthew. Just keep going, please. Chapter 25, verses 14 to 30, but you'd be pleased, not all of it. Okay, let's try again. Here we go. Right into the microphone, please.
A man was going on a journey. He called his servant and entrusted him with his wealth to them. To one, he gave 5 bags of gold. To another, 2 bags. And to another, 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey.
As you can see, the people there are looking a bit mystified. What on earth are they going to do with all that gold? So I'm not talking for very long. What on earth are they going to do with that gold? I'm not sure what you might be doing with the gold, but we shall see what those servants do with the gold. Okay. Yes. I'm talking just for a little tiny bit. This chap here, look, the one with a little bit of gold, he doesn't look terribly happy, does he? So,
the man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work.
Okay, now, have you got any idea what he's buying? Any thoughts what he might be buying? Because he has gone. Crikey, we went to the next slide rather quickly. You're absolutely. Do you know, I thought that was so clever of you. Okay, he buys some vines. What do you think he's going to do with those grapes? Any idea what he could do with those grapes apart from eat them? What could he do? Yes, go on. He could make wine. Okay, let's see what he does. Okay, it's on the screen, so that's what he does. Let's keep going. Yep.
And gained 5 bags more.
The servant with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more.
What do you think he's made there? Any ideas? Can you see what he's made? What's he done with that? Bombs. Oh, government bombs. Thank you. Right, we'll keep going. Government bombs. Okay.
But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money.
After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them.
The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more.
His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. The man who with 2 bags of gold also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I've gained 2 more.
His master replied, well done, you good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I'll put you in charge of many things.
Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came.
Now look, he's got his huge chest. What do you think he's done with it? Do you think he's made loads and loads of money? Do you think he has? Yeah. Yes! Okay, let's see what happens when he opens the chest. Oh, look, he's got another chest inside and another chest inside and another chest inside that. Let's find out what happens.
Master, he said, went out your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you.
His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant."
He took the bag of gold from him and gave it to the one who had 10 bags.
And he threw that worthless servant outside into the darkness.
Oh dear. And have a look how the master's feeling as well. We're just in the next picture. Ooh. Now there's an interesting story. And we're going to find out some more about that, thank you, in a little while. Okay, now, because, yes please, this is the word of the Lord, we say, thanks be to God. Well done, the notelets. Aren't they fantastic? Well read. Yeah, excellent. Brilliant. Now, that Bible reading that we heard was a story. And Jesus told lots and lots of stories. Does anybody know what that's called, those sorts of stories? Does anybody know what it is? Go on, yes, please.
Bible.
It is a Bible story, that's true. It comes from the Bible. But when Jesus told stories like that, they were called something. Oh, go on then.
A fable.
Okay, not quite a fable. Anybody else know what they call those stories? Anybody know what they call those stories? No? Okay. Let's give you a clue. Oh, go on then. Yes, please. A parable. How do we know that? Because it's going to be on the screen. There we go. Parable. Okay. Now, Jesus, have a guess how many parables Jesus told. Any ideas? What do you think? 1,000. Too many. Yes, go on. 100. Too many. 41 is exactly right. Well done. Round of applause. Amazing. 41 stories. And actually, those stories are really quite important. And, well, not quite important, very important. But he didn't explain them to people. He explained one, but he didn't explain many. He said this about the parables that he was telling. Thank you, Alan. Can you just do the next one, please? Oh, Pat, there you go. There we go. He said, he was talking to the disciples at the time, "Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear." He was talking about this when he was talking about a parable. And he said, "For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it." So these stories, these parables that he was telling, lots and lots of people listened to them, but they didn't really understand what was going on. Now, a long, long time ago, if we can just do the next slide, please, thank you. Long, long time ago, in the 1940s, and what was going on in the 1940s? Something horrible and nasty was going on in the 1940s. Yes, go on. The World War II. It's a very nasty thing. And from London, we were broadcasting all sorts of things. All sorts of stuff. Some music and things like that to the people in France and all over the world. And along with all sorts of things, there were snippets of conversations and snippets of verse and all manner of stuff. And when the Nazis were sort of listening to this, they thought, what on earth is that all about? They couldn't really understand. And here were the French people listening to the radio, listening very carefully, and sometimes they would hear things that were important to them that the Nazis didn't understand. Thank you. Now, one day, they broadcast from London this poem, or a little tiny bit of a poem, from Paul Verlaine. And the bit that they produced was this. It said this: "The long sobs of the violins of autumn wound my heart with monotonous languor." And you think, what on earth is that all about? What on earth is that all about? It's difficult words and doesn't mean anything to us. But, could you see the next slide? There were some people in France called the French Resistance. And when they heard that, they knew exactly what that meant. They knew exactly what that meant. They heard those lines, and they went and they blew up some railway lines. And they did some terrible things like that to make things very difficult for the Nazis because, thank you, that was broadcast on the 5th of June, 1944. Any idea what was happening the next day? What happened the next day? Go on then. It was D-Day. D-Day. And they knew that because they understood what that meant. And the other people listening to it had not a clue, not an idea. And so the parables are a bit like that for us. Sometimes we listen and we listen and we listen and we hear these stories and we just don't understand what it's all about. But sometimes we do. And when we do, it goes right inside deep into us because it makes a difference the way we understand God and things like that. And we're going to be talking about the parable that we heard about a little later. Now, you know the song that has the line, "All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above." And today we brought That was very close. Today we brought all sorts of gifts with us. We brought gifts of food, things from our cupboards, hopefully they're still in date, that we're going to give to people who are hungry. And we've also brought food from the earth, apples and all sorts of things like that. But God gives us other gifts as well. Thank you. He gives us other gifts as well. You may have seen a programme, Britain's Got Talent. Has anybody seen that programme? No, yes, okay. Britain's Got Talent. And on Britain's Got Talent, there are some judges there, and they have a look. And sometimes the talents that people have got make them go, whoa! And they give a huge round of applause. And sometimes those talents make them go, oh my goodness me! Because they're so shocking. So can anybody remember without turning to the next slide... Was there anybody famous who was on Britain's Got Talent? Yeah, okay. So, Susan Boyle. Do you remember Susan Boyle? Thank you. Next one. Thank you. Next one. Thank you. Anyway, Susan Boyle. Do you remember? She had this talent for singing, but she just used to practice in her sort of kitchen in the bedroom. And then how amazing was it when she came out and she sang fantastic songs and people go, wow, what a talent you've got. What a gift you've got. Thank you. Now, anybody know who that is? Who's that? Who is that? There's just somebody at the back. Who is that? Somebody must know. Who's that? Mo Farah. It is. Mo Farah. Who's this person next?
Ellie Simmons.
Good girl. Well done. Ellie Simmons. Okay, just go back one a second. Right, Mo Farah runs 10,000 metres and all that sort of stuff. He's an amazing athlete, an incredible athlete. Ellie Simmons, thank you. Ellie Simmons is an amazing athlete. One of those is a Paralympic and the other one isn't. Okay, but they both have worked... what do you want to say? Go on, which one is the Paralympic?
It's the running.
It's the running one. That's of the two, that's very close. Okay. Ellie Simmons also is an amazing thing. In the parable that we heard, when the person gives those gifts, he gives them each to his ability. That's what he says, each to their ability. And both Mo Farah and Ellie Simmons worked really, really, really hard with the ability they've been given, and they both got gold medals. They're amazing. Let's have a look at somebody else, shall we? Thank you, Alan. Okay, Jessica, can you stand up a second, please? There you go. We have to shout Jessica for a second, okay? This is Jessica. She got grade one French horn. Grade one French horn. Shouting, how hard did you have to work, Jess, to get that? Really hard. Okay, could you stand the next one, please? Okay, this is George. George, stand up, please. George got grade eight euphonium. How hard did you have to work for that, George? Really hard. Okay. Both Jess and George. Jess has got grade one. George has got grade eight. But they both had to work really hard to get that. Each according to their ability. They worked really, really hard. Thank you. Next slide, please. Now, this is John. Now, John's got a few talents. And John worked really, really hard. During the practice yesterday... He was saying to the youngsters, make sure you sign up for Christmas, okay? And John spends the time between now and then preparing all this music for these people to play. So he uses his talent and he uses it all the time to produce something fantastic. Thank you. Thank you, Alan. So, what talents have you got? You have to be really quick now. What things have you got that you do really, really well? Anybody, tell me something. Yes, go on. I didn't hear you.
Singing.
Yes, you jolly well have. Yes, go on to me.
Running.
A good runner. Somebody else. Yes, please. What do you do?
Play the trumpet.
Play the trumpet, do you? Okay, and what do you do? playing football, you're really good at football, and
swimming.
Amazing. Any adults have got good things? Yes, go on then.
Football.
Good man. Any adults got any fantastic? Oh, okay, then go on. What do you do that you're really good at?
Guitar.
Guitar, do you? Well done. Any adults got an amazing talents? Anybody does anything very, very well? Okay, Gavin, I prompted you with this one. Do you remember? We had a conversation a while back. What do you do that's really good? Oh, sorry, somebody in the choir. Somebody in the orchestra? Somebody in the orchestra? No? Okay. They play instruments. Did you have something, Gavin, you wanted to say?
I had to ask my wife, but she's very good at fixing computers.
Fixing computers. Believe me, that was very useful this morning. So, okay, we all have talents that we can use. Thank you. Thank you. Now, this is a group of people who come here every Friday and practice and practice and practice. Thank you. And on Sundays, they look like this. Okay, it's our choir, and they work really hard. They use the talents they've been given, and it's not just they turn up, they come and practice, they work hard at it. Thank you. People go to Messy Church. Hey, who goes to Messy Church? Anybody go to Messy Church here? Lots of people. Messy Church is a fantastic thing. You can come along, you can make things, you can sing things, you can learn about the Bible, do all manner of stuff, and there are lots and lots of people who come to make that work. And one of the things they give is their time. Huge amount of time they give into that for that to happen. Thank you. The Notelets and also St. John's Choir. The people that lead those groups work really hard. They use their talents to lead those so that the young people can use their talents to sing and to do things like this. Thank you. I like this. It says, success is not measured by what you do compared to what others do. It's measured by what you do with the ability God gave you. All of us have got talents. All of us have been given gifts by God. And what that parable, well, there's lots of things, actually, that parable could mean. This is just one of the things that parable could mean. But one of the things it's saying is, do you know what? If you've been given talents, you've been given gifts, then use them. Don't just hide them away. Use them. And you can use them for the service of God. And so the last thing I want to say to you about that is, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear.